Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. You're on 98.5, it is Drive with Beck and Jazeel.
Got more culture in my pinky tote.
It's called culture.
It would give them some culture.
And if you love true stories, then we have the perfect thing for you. The premiere of The Third Son is hitting our screens on the 20th of November at Woodvale Baptist Church. Joining us to chat about the new doco, it is Jazz Lynn, the director and producer. Jazz, how are you going?
I'm doing well. How are you both?
Good.
Doing
lovely fantastic. To speak to you again.
Good.
Congratulations on the film. Now, of course, we've spoken to you this year already in regards to another doco. How long has this one been in the making?
So we had the opportunity 2 years ago to go on a mission trip through Perth Bible College, and Obang, myself, and two other lecturers at PBC went back to Obang's home country is Ethiopia, but we went back to the refugee camp that he was at for 11 years. And through that experience, we just got to go back, experience Obang, his people, and ultimately the journey of him going back to meet his mother after 15 years not seeing her.
All right. So people are going, okay, Obang, what's the situation? Obang is actually in the studio right now. We're going to talk to him a bit later. But what's the whole documentary about?
Yes.
Because you've already introduced the characters. Mm-hmm. So can you give us a bit of a glimpse of where the story starts and ends?
Yeah. So I think ultimately it's an overview of Obang's life. So it's looking at the mission of what God is doing in the lives of God's children. So as Obang journeys back, you know, he comes from not a lot, and ultimately some people think people who have nothing, God can't use them. But looking at Obang's story, you see someone who comes from little, and God can still use and redeem your story. And ultimately it's to give people hope, it's to give people insight on how God is working in the lives of people around the world despite their circumstances, and how God can, you know, continue to use you as a vessel.
Awesome.
How did you hear about Obang's story in the first place?
So I came out here in 2017 to play basketball, and I moved on to Perth Bible College. And Obang was resettled here in 2016, and he lived on Perth Bible College. So we would see each other every once in a while, but our stories hadn't yet intertwined. And then in 2018, I got the chance to study. I got invited for the 2019 semester, and Obang was already studying. And so the next missions trip that we were set to go on was to Kenya, Uganda, and Greece. And the Kenya part of the trip was taking Obang back. And so I was called on to be the videographer and just capture moments. And honestly, went out there, had no real idea that we were going to be making The Third Son.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how God works. You kind of go and you're obedient, and in return came this film, which is really, really inspiring. I'm so excited to be a part of it, and we'll just see what God does as we hope to bring Obang's mom here to Australia.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Now, if we want to go and see this film, where can we get tickets? Where's it all happening?
If anyone is interested in coming to the screening of The Third Son, they can go onto Eventbrite and just search up The Third Son, and they should be able to find tickets. Or I think you guys may be putting it on the website as well.
Yeah, we'll put it on our website.
Awesome.
One click away.
Amazing.
Yes. The premiere of The Third Son is hitting our screens on the 20th of November at Woodvale Baptist Church. But Jaslyn, thank you so much for popping in and letting us know.
Thank you.
And we're going to be chatting to the amazing Obang up next. The man behind the doco, it is Obang Gurma. Obang, how are you going?
I'm fine, thank you.
We're so excited to have you here because this documentary is based on your life. How do you feel about that?
I feel excited to get the opportunity to come on here and record my voice and communicate with the people out there and hear this amazing story.
Well, yours is the amazing story that we want to hear. So can you kick it off? What's your life been like? What is the documentary? Where does it start and where does it end?
Yeah, this documentary is more about my personal life story. I've been a refugee for 11 years in Kenya, and coming from Ethiopia originally. That is my birth country. So I fled Ethiopia in 2005 following the incident that happened, massacre, which is genocide, happened to my tribal group called Anuak in December 13, 2003. And I hung around for a while looking for a way to escape, and I did that in 2005, crossed the border into Kenya. and I lived in two major refugee camps in Kenya, Kakuma and Dadaab.
When you say you fled, was that with your family? Were you by yourself?
By myself. At the time, I was 19-year-old.
Wow. What was that experience like for you?
It was a scary moment for me because I was looking for a better life. I escaped the death. And my hope was that I can find a better place where I can begin a new life.
Did you leave family behind?
Yeah, I left my mother and my siblings, and my father was killed.
What are you hoping that people get out of this doco of your life? What's the takeaway that you hope people have?
The takeaway for this movie is that looking at how God is protecting his people, how God is using anyone. And because I was not a Christian at the time and ended up in Kenya refugee camps, and I was called by my friends to help interpret for a local pastor at the time, and the message that I was interpreting has hit me in the heart. I was convicted and I become a committed follower of Christ at the time, and there where my stories begin. A lot of things happened along the way, and to see the grace and the love of God, and that's what sustained me up to today. And I saw a lot of my friends, some committing suicide, and I witnessed to suicide happens around me for some reasons, and that indicate how difficult life was in the refugee camps, being in a country where you were not born, very foreign land.
Last couple of words, what would you say to encourage someone to go down and check out the film?
It is very important to go there and watch, because especially for the people from refugee background, it will remind them a lot about their past, and that will also help the people who are not from refugee background to see what is happening out there to the refugees, and see how we are blessed here in Australia, the things that we take for granted. And so that will open our eyes a lot and learn about this life and what God is doing in the life of people out there, and see the importance of the community, you know, having friends, being, you know, accountable to someone, and be open, not keeping things for ourselves, being introvert. So, we will learn a lot from there. And see how lucky we are in Australia.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Urbane Germer. He is the star, I guess, or the inspiration behind the doco, The Third Son. If you want all the details, head to 98five.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.